Although it's been said many times, many ways.
Merry Christmas and other holidays to you.
Yeah! Happy holidays, Leia!
Happy holidays, Lamont. Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah if you're listening and you're Jewish and you celebrate Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa for all the people that like to celebrate Kwanzaa.
Happy winter solstice. There's like, what, like 21?
There's so many.
I don't know. There's a lot. So happy all of the winter holidays to all of our different peoples. We appreciate you and we hope that you're having a great holiday season. What are we doing today, Lamont?
We are telling stories, and I have been trying to prepare and have not been successful, so I might make up a story on the spot because that's just how it might go today. I have been, like, I've listened to, like, so many different books. I got, like, some other ones I was reading, and, like, quite inspired me, so I don't know. Maybe I'll be inspired to do a freestyle story after your story, Leia.
Oh, so I guess I'm going first. Great.
You get to go first.
Lamont used to make up stories all the time. If you go to Seventh-day Adventist churches, you know that we have kind of like a moment in the service where the kids get up and, you know, someone will tell like a kid story for them. And Lamont, I remember we would be sitting in the back and Lamont's like, oh, it's my turn. Okay, I got one. And then he would get up to the front and just make it up on the fly.
Wait, no. I'm not sure if I made it up, but I probably actually had one that I've memorized.
No,
or a story I knew
there
I
was
tell.
A time where you're just like, give me a name. And I'm like, gave you a name. And you're like, what's a thing people like? And I was like, stripples. And he goes, okay. And then he got up to the front and he just made up a random story about stripples.
Okay, for those of you that don't know what stripples are a vegetarian bacon that Seventh-day Adventists like to eat. So, like, it looks like, kind of looks like bacon. And I honestly thought it was bacon for the longest time. But it's not. It's a veggie something or other that looks like bacon. And it's called stripples.
All right. So we're going to tell our stories. I guess I will go first. Are you ready, Lamont?
I am ready.
Are you nice and cozy?
I am.
You have your holiday drink?
I'm actually out of drink. I need to go get some. But maybe later.
Okay, all right. So let's get settled in for this holiday tale. Today, Lamont, I am telling you a story from my life, a real life Christmas story that you actually play a role in, and I don't know if you remember it, but
I make a guest appearance in this story.
You do make a guest cameo. Woo! All right. So let me set the scene. This is 2011, 10 years ago. I was a sophomore year in college 10 years ago. Look at this face. Do I look like I was a sophomore year in college 10 years ago? No. I look like I'm a senior. I don't. But anyway, that's besides the point. Midlife crisis pushed to later. So 2011, this is my second year in college. And as you guys know, I live in Hawaii now. So I went to school in Hawaii, but my family is in California. And flights have always been very expensive. But nowadays you can, you know, do research in advance, buy tickets in advance, all online, don't have to talk to anyone or anything. But in 2011, buying tickets online for flights was still kind of new. Like, it wasn't super new, but it was still newish. And there were no tips and tricks online that you could look up to say, buy your tickets 2 months in advance or 30 days in advance or whatever. So
Was
when I.
there a price line?
Maybe, but I don't remember. But so when I was looking for tickets home for like Christmas, Thanksgiving, I never went home for Thanksgiving. Summer break, whatever. I would pretty much look like right around when I wanted to go. And Christmas time is the most busy time of the year to be traveling to and from Hawaii. So, a ticket from Honolulu to Los Angeles, which was the only option for flying at that time, was around $600 or $700.
I will always pay more to fly into Ontario because it's so warm.
Yes, they finally opened Ontario flights like 2 years ago, and it has been a godsend.
Like $50 more, $100, I don't care.
Right?
Like,
I'm
I'm
like,
coming to
50
Ontario.
bucks? 50 bucks. I'll pay 50 bucks. Also around that time, I had gotten my first seasonal holiday job. Yes, I did not have a real job my first year of college. I was spoiled like that. Didn't know what jobs were yet. I really didn't have a plan on going home between the cost and having a job. And, being only my second year in college, my family was kind of bummed because it's like, okay, well, we're not going to see you this year for Christmas. But we had all kind of accepted it. Until I had the great idea, I'm going to go home for Christmas. I will be the Christmas gift.
Hence the name of this title, Leia, the Christmas
Leia, the Christmas gift. So I had no idea how I was going to pull this off because I did not have 600 bucks to just be spending all willy-nilly. Because what was I making? Like $8 an hour?
Probably 2011.
Seasonal work. So, like, and as a kid, still a child, I was only 18 at this time. I was spending money left and right. I was like, I can afford stuff. Let me buy clothes. Let me buy gifts for, family. Let me buy Starbucks and Subway. And Jamba Juice, those are my three things.
I know a
Subway,
lot of
Jamba
them.
Juice,
A
and
lot.
Starbucks, yeah. So I don't really have that much money. So I had this plan. Let me ask my grandpa. I never really asked my grandpa for anything. They'd give me so much stuff. Like, they're always so giving. My grandma still sends me stuff. I mean, I'm freaking 28 years old, and she randomly will call me up and be like, I sent you a check for 100 bucks. Let me know when you get it. I'm like, thanks. I'm gonna pay bills.
Adulting.
Right? Before it
Adulting.
was just like, ooh, what fancy things can I buy with this extra 100? Now it's just like, good. Now I can pay my phone bill. Anyway. So I was really nervous. I had never asked for money, like straight up money from them before. So I called. I was actually trying to start my YouTube channel way back then. So I found all the footage for a vlog that I was gonna make. Maybe I'll edit it.
And release that as a bonus.
Maybe. I'll think about it. So I recorded the conversation. I was so nervous. I was like, oh my God, what are they gonna say? And my grandma actually was just like, you know what? Let me think about it. And so I was like sitting there. I was like, oh my God, what are they gonna say? $600, $700. That's a lot to just like give someone for a ticket. I don't know. I was anxious, but they actually called me back like 5 or 10 minutes later, and we're just like, yes, we'll do it. How do we do this? And so I had to explain all the subtleties of ordering tickets online. So I got my tickets. I was very excited. Since it was supposed to be a surprise for my family, I actually called one of my good friends, Amanda, and said, hey, do you think you can drive to Los Angeles and pick me up on Christmas Day? And I called her for a specific reason. She might have been the friend that didn't really celebrate Christmas too much back then, but I'm not sure why I had chosen her, but I did. And she agreed. And so I had this elaborate plan. I told them, hey, Amanda's going to stop by on Christmas. She has a present for you guys. And of course, my mom's like, well, how come you just didn't ship it to our house? And so I had to make up something on the fly, like, I don't trust the kids. And my mom was like, okay, weird. So they were expecting this present from Amanda she was going to drop off on Christmas. And so I was like calling all over the place, all my friends, saying, do you guys have a box that I can fit in? Couldn't find a box. I'd even called my biological mom, who didn't live with us at that time, and said, hey, do you have a big box or know where to get one? And she's like, why? I was like, it's for a gift. It's a big gift. about 170 pounds big gift. but she didn't question it. So plans were in motion. I just had to make it through all of the prepping beforehand. So finally, Christmas Eve arrives, and I start packing because I have to catch the bus. So this was before I had met Patrick. I didn't have any friends with cars. Oh, Uber, yeah. Uber didn't exist.
Patrick wasn't around in 2011.
No, we actually met the following year. So I didn't even know. He was still, it was his first year of college when we met. So he was still in high school when we, when this was all happening. but so yeah, no Uber, Lyft didn't exist. Had to catch the bus, had no friends with a car. And my flight left really early. And the bus took about an hour, hour and a half to get to the airport.
Ooh, fun fact. In Hawaii, their bus system is called the bus. In Riverside, California, it's called RTA. But in Hawaii, it is, which stands for Riverside Transit Agency.
Yeah.
But in Hawaii, it's called
the bus. Yep. Hoi, where are you going? You're going to catch the bus. There you go. Okay, so I pack all my bags, and I know there's only limited room on the bus, so I'm like, okay, how the hell am I going to squish all this stuff into, like, something I can carry on the bus without being a nuisance? And I get up, I go stand at the bus stop, and I'm all anxious. I have, like, my bus pass and everything, and I'm like, okay, we're going to catch this flight. I have literally 2.5 hours. That's all I have. So, and then also, the bus doesn't start running till a certain time in the morning, right? So I only have a window to get to the airport within time to go through TSA and everything. And so I'm anxious. I'm like, man, I hope this bus is on time. Da 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 da. So I'm waiting at the bus stop, and I'm like, I'm checking my phone. And after about like 15 minutes at the bus stop, I realize I'm at the wrong bus stop.
No.
Yep. I'm at the wrong bus stop. No. I'm like, oh my God, the bus is going to be here in less than 10 minutes. The next bus stop that I'm supposed to be at is like way down the street, like farther than I could walk in 10 minutes, even if I'm busting ass, like especially with like my duffel bag and everything. And so I'm pretty sure I hitchhiked.
Is that not legal in Hawaii?
No, it is, but I mean, I'm 18. Oh. I'm an 18-year-old girl with a duffel bag at a college dorm. I just happened to find someone driving by that stopped for me.
Wow.
Amen. So I get to the holidays. So the reason why I realized I was at the wrong bus stop is because in order to get to the bus stop I needed, I think the original plan was that I was going to catch the bus going one direction, get off at that stop, and then go from there. But I was like, this timeline doesn't work. By the time this one comes and that one goes and everything, I'm going to miss that bus. So I'm like, I'm at the wrong stop. So I get to the bus stop. I'm waiting. I get on that bus. And I'm checking my phone again because now I'm all like, oh my gosh, what's happening? And I realize I'm on the wrong bus.
You would have been on two wrong buses.
I'm going on the wrong direction. I'm on the right bus in the opposite direction of where I need to go.
Okay, so the first time you were just at the wrong place.
At the wrong stop. The second time, I'm the wrong direction.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm like, bing, bing, gotta get off. And of course, everyone's like, she just got on. And I'm like checking my phone and I'm like, what am I gonna do? And I like, they have an app. I think they probably still have it. So I'm like checking that app and I'm like, the next bus is not gonna get here in time. What the hell am I gonna do? And I was like, well, I gotta call a taxi.
Okay.
So I call a taxi and I have no idea how much this is gonna cost. And at this point, I am struggling for time. Like, I'm gonna barely make it by the skin of my teeth. And as I'm in the taxi, not knowing how much this is going to cost, I check my bank account. Your girl got almost no money.
Do you remember how much was in there?
Less than $30 or $40.
Wow.
I still had to pay for my bag.
Oh, no.
Which I think at that time was $25. And so I would have been short $20 or $30. And this is where Lamont plays a cameo. I called you. And actually, I think I texted you first and then I called you. But I immediately needed 30 bucks. Because I was like, okay, maybe this will be $20, right? And I need $30 for my bag. So I'm like, who the heck can I call at this time of morning and have them PayPal me? Because this was before Facebook Pay. This was before Venmo. Yeah. This was before Cash App. Nothing. That did not exist.
So are you PayPal back then?
It must have been. Like, I tried to go back through our messages and see if I could find what we had used. But okay. I didn't see anything. So
yeah, because I'm like, I don't use PayPal. Like, I don't even know how to use PayPal.
Maybe it wasn't PayPal. I have no idea. But asked you to send me money.
Somehow it happened.
I remember you were just like, yeah, I think I can. Because, like, you weren't making a lot of money at that time either. I think you were still living with your...
2011, I would have been working at Loma Linda. December?
Mm-hmm.
Did I get hired again at Loma Linda by then?
I don't know, but I remember you were just like, yeah, I can do it. And I was like, I'll pay you back. My paycheck is supposed to come, like, the next week or something like that. And you're like, yeah, I can swing it. So you send it to me, and we get to the airport. The money still hasn't transferred. And I was like, God dang it. And I remembered that my bank at that time was very, very particular about deposits. And so it was going to be a little bit before I came. It wasn't going to be immediate like Venmo now. And so we pull up and the guy's like, okay, $33, I think it was. And I was like, you take card? And he's like, yes, I do. And I was like, cool. So try and run this. Didn't go through. Declined. I was like, okay. So I tell him my situation. I was like, listen, my friend just sent me $30. I don't know when it's going to come through. My flight leaves in 40 minutes. I still have to get through TSA, check in, get to the gate, blah, 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 blah. And thank God, he was such a nice man, and he could see the distress that I was in. He goes, okay, listen, I'm going to take down your card information, your phone number, your ID number, everything. I will run this in a few hours, and I'm going to keep running this until I get my money. Or, you know, there will have to be issues. I'm like, I completely understand. Thank you. Bless you. I love you. And so he takes out, hindsight, probably dumb to give a stranger all this information.
Yeah, that was very risky, but you were in a desperate situation.
I was, because, yeah. So he does that. I rush into the airport. I'm like, please, Lord Jesus. This is when I was still pretty religious. I was like, Lord, baby Jesus, on this, the day of your birth, please let this money go through before this guy calls the cops. And so I book it into the airport. I check in. And this is before online check-in too. So I still had to go through the whole process. There was no kiosk to check in. I had to stand in the line and be like, okay, hurry up. Get my bag in. They're just like, you better run. And I was like, why? They're like, we closed check-in 30 minutes before the flight. They've already been boarding for 15 minutes. They're like, you better run, bruh. Booked it across the airport looking like a crazy ass person. But I made it on the flight. But that's not where the story ends.
She made it. She
made it. But I made it. I touched down in Los Angeles. My girl is there to pick me up. We still don't have a box. So I'm like, okay, plan two. I can get in a trash bag. So I'm like, okay, well, let's go check out the church. Cause I live, my house is right down the street from our church. I'm like, sometimes
it's true.
The, people who do the community service have boxes from like all the food they pick up. So let me go stop behind the church. The church is clean. Someone had taken all the trash out, taken the dumpster, everything. I was like, on today, the day I need it to be dirty, there are no boxes for my use. So I'm like, all right, well, I can't show up now because, you know, if it's a trash bag, they're going to be like, that's a pretty Leia-sized trash bag. So we figure, let's wait until it's a little dark, like dusk, so it's a little more, you know, concealing. And, you know, I'm on this flight and I realize, oh crap, I gotta call my family and pretend, you know, like everything's normal. So I like call my mom, like, hey, Merry Christmas, what are you guys doing? Oh, I wish I could be there. And I'm trying to get, like, information from them. I'm like, are you guys at home? And she's like, yeah, we're home. We're just finishing dinner. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, why? I'm like, Amanda's dropping off the present. She had stuff to do. And my mom's like, okay, good. Yeah, we'll see her in a bit. So we show up. We're being really quiet because, you know, we have to unfurl this bag, put it on the front porch. I have to crawl in and, like, she ties it up a little bit, like, not cinched it so I don't die.
Yeah.
But, like, enough that there's, you know, whatever. And so she rings the doorbell. They open the door. And they're like, oh, here's your present. It was too big to fit, so I just put it in a bag. I hope that's okay. And my mom's like, okay, sure, yeah. And Amanda's like, well, you know, it's kind of heavy, so maybe you guys should just open it out here, because I don't know if we can lift it. I already struggled getting it, you know, to the door.
And Amanda's tiny.
She's so tiny. She was, and the thing is, she was tinier back then, because now she, like, works out and stuff, but, like, back then she was, like, so small. Little tiny person. And so They're like, oh, okay, well, I guess. They're not even questioning how this is perfectly centered on the porch, by the way. It's like perfectly positioned. And then Amanda gets out her phone. She goes, I'm just going to record because Leia wanted to see your guys' reaction when you open it. I'm like, okay. So my mom starts to open it and she sees my hair, right? But she doesn't know what it is because it's dark. And she's just like, oh, okay. And so she opens it up and I'm like, hey! And she's like, oh my God, Leia! And you know, everyone was happy. And yeah, so it was just a nice time. I got to go home for the holidays, go back to school like a few weeks later. I think I only stayed for like a week.
Yeah, honestly. I think everyone got to see you during that week too.
Yeah. I used to try really hard when I come home to see everybody. but yeah, that is my Christmas story that I am wanting to share.
Leia the Christmas gift.
The moral Leia of the story. Christmas gift. I am the Christmas
gift. Went home gift. For Christmas. Her family could count on her. She struggled the bus and had to
taxi.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so my mom was just like, I don't know what I thought was in that bag. I saw your hair and I was like, is this an edible? And my hair was brown back then too, so she didn't really like it wasn't blue. It wasn't obvious that it was me. She just saw brown curly hair and she's like, what the hell is that? But yes, I don't know if you remember that, Lamont, but
no, I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure like if you called me like an emergency, like mm-hmm. I would totally have given you money.
Yeah, so thank you again.
You're welcome.
Child Leia is very grateful. Also very grateful to, oh, and the money went through eventually, and the taxi guy never double charged me. He was very truthful, charged me once, and that was it. So blessings upon my bank account and my identity.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. I wish I still knew his name. I wish I had gotten like a card or a picture of his license so I could like reach out to him, but I hope he's doing good. He was also a Christmas miracle, the person who gave me a ride down to the bus stop, Christmas miracle. I hope they're all doing okay.
All right. Why don't we take a break, and then I will share a story when we return.
All right. One of my favorite parts of the holidays, Christmas in particular, is the music.
Oh, I love the music.
I should learn other songs from other holidays. Anyway.
Like what?
I don't know. Is there like Hanukkah music or Kwanzaa music or solstice music?
Maybe.
Anyway. Today, we're going to be playing another lyric game. I think we did something very similar before. And so pretty much one of us will start not singing, talking lyrics, and the other person will have to try and finish it. Lamont, are you ready? Or you need to get some lyrics up?
Oh, hold on. I'm ready. But do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Why don't you go first?
Okay, hold on. I'm pulling up my first song.
Okay.
Are you ready for this, Leia?
Yes.
This is probably my favorite Christmas song. It starts off, do you remember me? I sat up on your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now, and I still need your help somehow. Not for myself, but for a world in need.
Yo, I'm embarrassed. I have no
All right, hold on, hold on.
Stinking clue.
Hold on, hold on.
Okay.
So no more lives torn apart. That wars would never start. And time will heal all hearts. Everyone would have a friend. And right would always win. And love would never end. This is my...
What?
You've never heard this song?
No.
This is my grown-up Christmas list.
What? I have never heard that song.
I love this song. It's absolutely like my favorite Christmas song. I think Kelly Clarkson made it famous in 2003, but Barbara Streisand sang it before her, and it is standard Christmas song.
Wow, you beat me, dude. I not an inkling.
All right, well, what's your next song? I think we think of another one.
The lights are shining so brightly everywhere, and the sound of children's laughter fills the air. And everyone is singing. I hear those sleigh bells ringing. Santa, won't you bring me the one I really need? Won't you bring my baby to me?
And then there's the next part?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I don't know. So lights are shining. Sleigh bells ringing. Bring my baby to me. Can you do a little bit more?
Next part? Okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. I just want to see my baby standing right outside my door.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know this song, actually.
Fine. I guess I'll just have to sing it. Oh, I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Seriously?
Yep.
Do I only know it by the chorus?
Maybe.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
I literally read you the chorus and you didn't get it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
That's Mariah that's Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you.
I just want to see my
Apparently, I don't know the lyrics, but I know, like, the melody or, like, how it's playing. But don't know the lyrics.
Oh, my goodness. We're zero for zero, bro.
I know. All right. This is probably easy, but this is what we're going with.
That's okay. Mine's easy, too.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, the snow is glistening. It's a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight.
Walking in a winter's wonderland. Too in the meadow, feels so... Anyway. All right. All right. Here's the last one. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home, I'll be warm.
Come on. Is the next line, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow?
Okay. Fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
All right.
All right. One to one. It's a tie. It's fine. We're both going to have to go listen to the songs that we missed because...
Well, I listen to Mariah Carey one every year.
So. That's true. That's true. I think everyone does. So what are your guys' favorite... What are your guys' favorite holiday songs? Let me know. If you know any other holidays songs, like Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Winter Solstice, any of the other 20-something, let me know. Because I'm very curious, and I would love to add them to my playlist.
Yeah, that would be cool. And we're back. So, during the break, Leia told me to tell a story of a Christmas play that we did from our childhood. And at first I was hesitant, but I am going to tell the story. And I just want to preference that it is a Christian-based story. So if you do not want to hear, like, a story about Christ, who's mentioned, but, like, it's not real, like, it's complicated. But anyways, like, if you don't want to hear a story about Christ or if Christ Jesus, like, bothers you, then go ahead and tune out. You got Leia's first story, which is a great story. Thank you for sticking with us this long. And we will see you guys in the new year, right?
In the new year. Oh my, we'll see you next year.
But if you're going to stick with us, this story is called The Little Christmas Lamb. Long time ago, maybe in the 80s, lived a little girl.
What? You're from the 80s?
Oh, I am from the 80s. I was trying to think of when the play was written. I was like, it's probably written in the 80s.
No, I think it's from the 60s.
Okay, let's go. Let's go there. Long time ago. In the 60s, lived a poor little orphan girl named Christy. And one year, for Christmas, Christy was given a little white lamb. And they said, "Here, Christy, here's your little Christmas lamb." Well, Christy was in a really poor orphanage and didn't have the best clothes, the best bedding, or nothing, really at all. All she had was the Christmas lamb that she received when she was little. Somehow, Christy was able to go to school, and she maintained her studies. She did pretty well. She was a pretty smart girl. And no one knew that she was an orphan except one friend, and that she was really poor. So, the class was going to do a gift exchange, and everyone was excited. Everyone picked their secret Santa and had their names, and Christy got the girl named Alice. Alice was the queen bee of the class. Everyone loved Alice. And so, Christy was like, "Oh my gosh, what am I going to give her?" And the only thing Christy had to give was her little lamb. She held it. She cried. They've been together for so many years. However, it was now time for them to part and for the lamb to go live in a better home. So she found a humble box. She found... what's that kind of paper? Like you would, like a paper bag? So she found a paper bag, she tore it apart, she wrapped the box, and with a tiny little string, made this neatest, cutest bow, and took it to the gift exchange. The kids were having a great time, eating lots of snacks, singing different songs, and each was given their Christmas gifts.
Everyone was so elementary, like Christmas Day, like right before, you know, break, like the little parties. I miss those.
Yeah, those are fun.
Those were always so fun.
They were fun. So all the kids started opening their gift. Johnny got an airplane, and Sally got a brand new Mississippi doll, and Bobby got a train set, and Susie got a new Play-Doh, play set. Alice unwrapped her gift and found a dirty little lamb. Alice was so upset, like, who would give me such a gift? Why would they do this to me? Have I been mean? Like, I gave my gift and I was really nice, but this is a crappy gift, and throws the little lamb. Christie's so upset at seeing the lamb thrown across the floor and her gift, the only gift that she could give, rejected, grabs the lamb and runs out. Alice is crying like a baby. Like, I can't believe Christy got me that disgusting little lamb. And so, Christy's best friend, Leia.
It's me. That,
stood up and said, hey, you guys need to listen. Christy's an orphan, and that was the only gift that she had to give you. It was her last possession, and you treated it like that. Christy runs back to her orphanage and throws herself on her bed, holding the little lamb, which his name is Mutton.
It was Mutton.
It was Mutton. It just came to me. I was like, oh, that's his name. Christy falls off into a dream, and in the dream, a beautiful angel, the angel Lamont, ascends.
Sorry, yes. Angel Lamont.
Ascends from the skies in a beautiful glowing white robe with a beautiful glowing silver halo, because I don't know why people think they're gold. It's silver. Anyways, I'm just joking. Okay, I'm sorry. And he says, Christy, why dost thou criest? And she's like, I had nothing to give. I'm so poor. I only gave what I had to give. And he was like, you gave the greatest gift of God. Oh, you gave love. Meanwhile, pan to a different scene. Chris's teacher is saying, Christy gave the greatest gift of all. She gave love, and she explained how loving Christy's gift was. Going back to Christy's dream, and the greatest gift of all is still in your heart. It's the gift of Jesus Christ, because he gives unbountiful love. And so Christy wakes up, she feels better, and she heads back to the school. And all the kids are happy to see Christy, and they give her a hug, and they say they're sorry on how they reacted, because some of them agreed with Alice until they learned the lesson of the greatest gift, which is love and Christ. And then Alice apologizes, and everyone is happy. And Alice still lets her keep little Mutton, so they will never be parted. And that is the little Christmas lamb.
Okay, I didn't say it before we started, but I played Christy. We did it 1 year, and I played Christy.
I think I performed that play 3 different times.
Yeah, I know.
No, twice.
Yeah.
Once in first grade, when I was in first grade. Mm-hmm. And then, so you weren't even around.
No.
And then the 8th grade.
Yeah. I remember. Aw, that was so sweet. The music is really cute for this, too. I mean, you guys can go Google it and see if you can find someone who recorded. But, like, that's a little weird if you're Googling watching a children's play. But, such fond memories. I remember the setting up for it, and I actually had a little lamb stuffed animal that we used when I did it. It was actually my little lamb.
Aww.
And so I still have him, and every time I see him around, I'm just like, aw, I remember this story.
I take that back. That was 7th grade. Because 8th grade was the year we did All Around the World is Christmas.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even with the religious aspect, I think it's a very cute story. Like, I think it teaches nice things about, like, gift giving and love and caring for others.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very sweet. And I'm glad we had That memory.
Yeah. And my version was way better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Angel Lamont. Please tell me in your visuals of this, you had, like, the longest weave available.
Actually, I didn't think of long hair when I saw myself.
I did.
It would have been nice and flowing, like, whoosh.
Yes. He like had silver his angelic hair. Weave on.
All right, guys, thank you for coming to listen, or thank you for listening or watching, or both, the Lamont and Leia podcast, story edition, story time with Lamont and Leia. I hope you enjoyed your time. Leia, did you want to say anything before we wrap up?
I'm just, again, wishing everyone a very happy holidays, a happy New Year's as well. I wish you and your families love, light, yes. Happiness.
Yes.
And yeah, we'll see you next year. We're actually taking a break next week. So Lamont and I can enjoy our holiday season as well.
Yeah, so we'll see you, I think, the second week of January.
Yep.
And that will start season 2, correct?
Yeah, or so make start, sure... Okay. Yeah, make sure you guys... Oh, no. Well, no, we still have three more episodes until season 2. But, okay. Yeah, so next
week...
Yeah,
we have some exciting things coming in the new year that we will tell you that first week.
So. Exactly, so... Again, happy holidays. Like, share, comment, subscribe. Send this to your friends and family. And yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays. This has been the Lamont and Leia Podcast, special Christmas edition.
Created by Lamont Damon and Leia Naka Ahiki.
Special thanks to us, Lamont Damon and Leia Naka Ahiki, for telling amazing Christmas stories.
This episode's topic was brought to light by the season.
This episode was edited by Leia Nakahiki.
Big thanks to Ingenue for our music.
Let us know what you thought of our show, or give us some topic suggestions by sending us a message on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube.
Did you know you can also watch the Lamont and Leia podcast? Go ahead and check out the links in our show description, and you'll find our YouTube channel as well as our Facebook page.
Thank you for listening, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. It's Christmas. Happy holidays to you.